Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Howdy and welcome to episode 92 of The Wiki Shuffles. I am your host, Jack Stewart. Here is Chris Wallace.
Sorry, The Wiki Shuffles. Does that make us three each a Wiki Shuffle?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that.
No.
Can you pipe down until I've introduced you?
Sorry.
This is Chris Wallace.
Hello.
And this is Phil Sharman.
Hello.
Now, gone.
No, I've said my piece.
Okay. I don't want to be a Wiki Shuffle.
Why?
Doesn't sound right.
If you feels a bit like someone, like an Oompa Loompa, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's he? Oh, look at that Wiki Shuffle. Yeah. It's like rustling in bushes.
So I learnt a fact on the way here, before we get into our Wiki Shuffling, which is what? Go.
A Wiki Shuffle is where we press the random article button on Wikipedia and then we have a little chat about whatever it throws at us.
Okay, but I'm going to give you a random fact first, which I think is probably common knowledge, but I thought I'd bring it up just in case it isn't. Do you guys know what the song Don't Stand So Close to Me is about?
Don't stand so close to me. Nope.
Halitosis. No. I've no idea.
Well, it's from Sting's days as a teacher. Let me just find the quote.
While you're looking up this quote, do you know why Sting has the nickname Sting? Gordon Sumner is called Sting.
Part wasp.
He once wore a yellow and black stripy jumper to a rehearsal.
Oh, God.
And everyone ever since has always called him Sting. That's so lame.
This is a quote from Sting about writing Don't Stand So Close to Me. I wanted to write a song about sexuality in the classroom. I'd done teaching practice at secondary schools and been through the business of having 15-year-old girls fancying me.
Okay!
And me fancying them. Ugh. How I kept my hands off them, I don't know.
Oh, Sting.
Oh. Then there was my love for Lolita, which I think is a brilliant novel. I think it's a brilliant novel as well. I think he's taken the wrong lessons. But I was looking for the key for 18 months, and suddenly there it was. That opened the gates, and out it came. The virgin, the open page, the teacher, the rape in the car, getting the sack, Nabokov, all that.
Why can't you just sing about, like, nice holidays or love interests, not weird, creepy stuff?
Oh, in 1993, he said of the song's inspiration, "You have to remember we were blonde bombshells at the time, and most of our fans were young girls, so I started role-playing a bit. Let's exploit that," I said. But I mean, that's one you can never listen to again, eh?
Wasn't really on my playlist anyway.
No, it's terrible. It is an awful song. So
awful and heinous, it would appear. Oh, good. The Goliath Birdeater.
Sounds mythical.
It looks pretty mythical, but it ain't. The Goliath Birdeater, Theraphosa blondii, is a spider belonging to the tarantula family, Theraphosidae.
Gross.
Found in northern South America, it is the largest spider in the world. By leg span, it is second to the giant huntsman spider, but it is the largest by mass.
You know what? I am terrified of spiders. Yeah. And I'm gonna look.
You're
for
both terrified of spiders, aren't you?
I hate them.
Yeah, I can't deal with it.
I hate them. So I'm going to look at an image now, because I do this for some reason. Sometimes, just to scare myself, because I like horror films, so why not do this? Just Google image search for this spider, and just see what it brings up. Oh, they're friggin' massive. It is the biggest spider. It's gross. I hate it. It really just make me feel, like, not right.
I have no fear of spiders
so lucky.
This big, especially, I can't understand how you could be scared. I can understand how you could be scared of smaller spiders because of the way they move and scurry. But when you get a spider this big, where they move very slowly and very consideredly, they just seem friendly.
To be honest,
they just look nice.
Obviously, they don't, and obviously, that's absolute shite.
Yeah.
But I don't have the same thing with tarantulas. I think generally I'd be okay with them, but it's sort of the mid-sized spiders.
Yeah.
In houses that are very quick.
House spiders in.
Yeah, like they're erratic. Same with moths. It's the whole unpredictable nature
but
of
when
them.
We see when you see like on documentaries about spiders and some idiot has picked one up, one of these big tarantulas up to look at because he's mental, and it's not as scary then, yeah, because it's so big and it is like a gross cat or whatever. Well, it is. Like, and he's got it in his hand, it's all crawling over and it's moving slowly. Yeah, that's not scary. But imagine right now, look at that wall and there's one there. We would lose our shit.
If it was there because that's near the door and we're further away from the door, I would absolutely lose my shit.
Yeah.
But it's because I'd be worried that it's poisonous.
I wouldn't, no, I just don't, it's the legs. I don't like the way they move. It's same with octopuses.
I'm pretty much decided that because when I end up in Cambodia later next year, there's a lot of tarantulas mm-hmm. there. And you can buy tarantulas to eat. I have kind of decided that I'm going to do that.
To conquer the spider.
I don't know,
fear.
Just like...
Oh, to take on some of its spirit.
Just to test myself.
See, I'm so scared of them, I couldn't even eat one that's dead. And I wouldn't mind, I've got no problem eating weird stuff, like any seafood or whatever, but I couldn't even look at a dead spider caramelised.
Oh, it's not caramelised. It's what? Literally just on a stick.
Gross, I couldn't. I live on my own now, and it's a constant worry. Every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day I check for them because there's no one to deal with them. And I have to deal with them because I can't sleep if I know there's one hanging out. And I know there's some hanging out now. I know there is. But they haven't made themselves known, so I just have to put it to the back of my head.
We've got a massive house spider living in our house at the moment. It's the biggest one I've ever seen. And we're just letting it do its thing because it's quite fun. Karen has christened it the Babadook.
Jesus.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Oh, it eats the flies.
It's... How big are we talking?
Oh, it's huge. It's at least as big as this Goliath bird eater that we're looking at now. At least that
You
thing.
Have one of them living in your house?
You have this the largest spider in the world.
It's got... It's legs.
If you're
going to
say
it's bigger
than your hand, then I'm sorry, but that's not that impressive.
I know. I can imagine the one it is. It'll be a big house spider where it's not body as big as this, but their legs are massive.
Yeah.
And that's what gets me. When their legs do that thing where they bunch together, and then when they start running and... I don't know how they work out like that many legs.
It's got too heavy now that it's not very good at climbing walls. So you give it a little you give it a little prod, and rather than scurrying up the wall, it kind of falls off the wall because it's too heavy.
What's wrong with you?
What?
What? You give me jip every week because I'm supposedly a weird, non-functioning human being. What is wrong with you?
You live with an alien.
Just leave Karen alone. She's fine.
No, I could not have that.
And every time you sit...
No,
because we play this game...
It's just the Babadook. I've seen the Babadook.
We play this game where every time we see it, we point at it and go, Babadook! And then kind of prod it and make it move a bit. And make the Babadook noise. That's what you do. What?
And that's normal.
That's the game we play.
That's your relationship.
Yep.
That's the game you play.
Yep. Babadook!
Yeah.
No.
So what if he woke up and it was on your face?
Can I tell my other spider anecdote? Which is
why do you have another
you
spider?
No one has spider anecdote.
You're not going to enjoy this. This is when I was a teenager. I was living at my parents' house. I'd have been maybe 16, 17 at the time.
Right.
And
at what point in your sexuality were you here? Were you still confused at this point?
Probably, but it's not relevant to the story.
I just want to know where we are.
That kid involved a spider.
Jesus. I think I was ill and off school for some reason, so I think I'd been in bed for a long time.
Oh,
and
these spiders
sort of
are
going to
come out
well.
Like an open wound or something.
Oh, no, it's not as bad as that. But while I was sleeping, because I think this happened in the daytime, that's why I was sleeping, and I, in my sort of half-asleep turn, I kind of brushed my forehead like that. And in so doing, without realising that what I'd done, I'd smeared a massive spider over my face. I just, in one foul swoop, without even knowing it was there, killed and smushed and scraped a spider across my forehead.
I would have to wash for days.
I did have a wash. I didn't not wash. I wasn't like, hey, this is cool. I'm not an idiot.
Says the man who points at his spider and shouts Babadook and prods it. You're a freak. You and Karen are weird.
I'll see if I can get a picture of Babadook. He disappears all around the house, and then you can
see
what
Babadook
looks
like. That's what makes
it scary.
Do you know, remember in Game of Thrones when that guy gets his eyes gouged out and it shots to his wife? That's how I would feel if that happens. If I smeared a spider across my face. But maybe it would get rid of my fear of them if I did that. Don't make me do that.
Just go to Phil's house.
I've never
never going to Phil's house. Not a fucking chance. I've never been invited, so I wasn't in danger. But
yeah. Don't worry about it.
Whoa, hang on.
What?
You practically live here. Have you got a massive house spider here?
No, but if there were any spiders here, I wouldn't do anything to kill them or get rid of them.
I couldn't come here anymore.
No, I'm not doing this podcast anymore.
For Christmas, one of my friend Brenda, she's going to get me one of those spider grabbers.
Oh, the brush type ones. They work, don't they? They look like they work.
Because I'm still scared of spiders.
The science
works. I still have to go through the whole thing.
Like a brush. So it opens up as brush and then it closes up around it and the spider instinctively crawls up into the brush rather than trying to get away. Okay. Whereas if it's a solid thing, they try and escape the thing that's coming.
Well, I've got like a sort of a glass pyramid on the end of a stick. It's got one end open. Pop it on top of the spider and then you've got a little door and you slide it. Drop the spider in the loo, flush about four times and then
Don't drown it, take it outside.
I throw them out windows.
Yeah.
But there's the whole like thing first. You notice the spider, then there's fear and the panic. And then the last time it happened, I was on holiday the day after, and I got a bit emotional because it ruined my day off. So there was a massive spider. So then you do the glass thing with the bit of cards. And then once you've done that, you stop for a minute, you congratulate yourself, calm yourself down, and maybe have a cigarette. Then you've got to do... this is genuinely what the thing is. This is why I don't think I can live where I live anymore. I'm just going to have to move. So then you pick it up, and I take it to a window, and then... launch it.
And the glass as well. I could never drink from that again.
The glass has to go.
Is it?
It's been contaminated.
I wash it.
But it's your designated spider glass from then on. Is that what you're saying?
No. It gets washed, but I wouldn't stick it back in the cupboard.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. That's fine.
But I've honestly, in the past, before I had a spider catcher, I used to just pick one of my heavy books I liked the least, drop it on the spider, and then I'd just bin the book. Genuinely. That's insane, isn't it?
Why do you hate books?
I love books. I love books because I can read them, and then when I'm done reading, I can murder spiders with them. I'm resourceful.
It is resourceful.
Should we learn a little bit about the Goliath spider?
Okay.
I don't really want to. There's not a great deal.
I'm feeling all itchy and horrible.
I feel itchy. It's like two big oranges with legs.
It's amazing.
Why is that amazing?
It's not amazing.
Who made that?
It's not beautiful.
Who made that?
The Goliath bird eater is native to the upland rainforest regions of northern South America, Suriname, Guyana, French Guiana, northern Brazil, and southern Venezuela. The spider is terrestrial, living in deep burrows, and is found commonly in marshy or swampy areas. The spider is part of the local cuisine in northeastern South America, prepared by singeing off the urticating hairs.
Oh, it's hairy as well.
And roasting it in banana leaves. Do you want to look up urticating hairs?
No. The flavour has been described as shrimp-like.
I like shrimp. I'm not eating that, though.
Why not?
Because have you seen it? Look at it. It's gross. And it's got the rule as well. It'll have eyes, and this has got a lot of eyes. So if it's got more than two, definitely not eating it. I've got a rule that I don't eat things that I've got their eyes on.
Unlike other species of spider or tarantula, females do not eat the males during mating.
It's nice to know.
Females mature in 3 to 6 years and have an average lifespan of 15 to 25 years. So if you got a pet, it would live longer than a cat or a dog. Let's see, it's sufficient.
Yeah, but most people don't keep them as pets. Most people. And then name them after horror films. So you know. You know it's a horrific thing. You know that.
There is an acknowledgement. There is.
It's not like you've called it like Nigel. It's called Babadook.
There is an implication in the naming that there is something a little bit sinister about our pet spider, yes.
Yeah, sinister.
On the surface, I mean, you don't seem normal on the surface. Mm. Karen seems normal on the surface.
No, she does. Oh, I hate that she does that.
But you're both fucking weird. I'm not sure I want to talk to either of you ever again.
Now,
it's really,
it's gross,
really odd.
Now, so if he kept the Babadook in his beard, you can just sort of imagine it coming out. And that would be like normal to you. And you'd go, oh, get back in there.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
No.
That would be amazing. My spirit animal carried around with me.
Would you let a house spider go in your mouth?
Oh, my mouth, because it's my mouth. I'm planning on the picture that I send you of the Babadook being in my hand.
What if it went on your penis?
Please don't.
Well, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Why would you do that?
I can't understand a circumstance in which that would happen.
Right, so you're in bed and you're naked because you sleep naked.
Sometimes.
And you wake up and it's crawling up your thigh.
That's not really how they work.
It's a hypothetical situation about a spider being on your penis.
Make me jump. But I wouldn't drop a heavy book on my penis like you would.
And I feel like this spider would know, like, I don't belong here.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it know not to be in a house? I know it's a house spider, but...
Yeah, like, until we named them house spiders, they didn't. Now they feel obliged.
See, they give this one a cool name. but there are only two types of spiders, house spider and a garden spider. House spiders are big and horrible. Garden spiders are even bigger and the villains.
No, what about the little ones that are just going about their business outside and you barely even
just
notice?
Little dicks that just shouldn't be around and have no business being in my presence. The little ones are just as bad because they move faster.
No, the ones that do, that I do find quite sinister. The tiny red ones.
Oh, that live on bricks.
What's with the tiny red ones?
I haven't seen them in years. I saw them the other day. Well, a few months ago. And I was like, what's going on here?
Why do they live in bricks?
I don't know why they live on bricks.
Don't like that.
Are they spiders?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're spiders. Yeah,
they're bright red. You could use them for, like, dye.
That's good of them, that at least they make themselves known. Like, look at me, I'm a big red, well, my little red spider. The evil house ones, they hide. And then when it's dark, they scurry along the skirting boards. And that's when you catch them in the corner of your eye and you think, oh shit, now we've got to deal with this.
But as soon as you notice them, they stop.
And they don't move really fast until you're just about to put the glass on, and that causes all sorts of problems.
Can we move on? I don't like this.
And don't send that picture. I don't want to see
it. Yeah, I don't want to see a picture of a spider.
I hate it when...
You're like, a creep. No. You're a little weird creep.
Colours range from dark to light brown with faint markings on the legs. Bird eaters have hair on their bodies, abdomens and legs.
So they do eat birds?
They're big enough. Frank.
The female lays anywhere from 100 to 200 eggs, which hatch into spiderlings within 2 months.
Even that's terrifying.
It's brilliant.
No, it's not brilliant. It's terrifying because they lay all these eggs and then there's those other spiders that keep the baby ones on their back.
Oh, yeah, just carrying around on their underside.
It's horrible. And I'm very much against it. And this also sort of makes me think... It makes me think there's no higher power because no one in their right mind would go, yeah, this is fine. Like, if you look at, like, a pelican, you think, oh, that's cool looking. Or a toucan. Or even a cat, a big hairy cat. You look at a spider, who made that? And think, you know what, I'll send this in. This gets quality control. And they go, yeah, what's it got 80 legs for? Got to get rid of them. Got too many legs left. Just put it out there. What else about it? I'll make it big and orange. Yeah, fine. It's proof that there is no God. That spider.
These spiders can have a leg span of up to 28 centimetres or 11 inches, a body length of up to 11.9 centimetres or 4.7 inches, and can weigh up to 175 grams.
How much is grams?
How much is grams? What? I don't understand the question.
I've just suddenly started doubting myself about, like, how many grams in a bag of, like, minstrels that you get at a cinema?
That's probably about 100, 125.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking of. So
that's too heavy. I keep thinking I see one.
Yeah.
In response to threats, Goliath bird eaters stridulate by rubbing sea tie on their pedipalps.
What is that?
Who hasn't done that?
I don't even know what that means.
Right, so they stridulate. Are you with me so far?
Nope.
They rub setae.
Nope.
On their pedipalps.
What's that? Have you got pedipalps?
I've got eight.
You've got eight pedipalps?
Yeah. I don't want to brag. But
fair enough.
Yeah, eight. No, pedipalps are the things at the front of them where they're like, they're a second pair of appendages.
They've got enough appendages.
They're lateral to the... lateral to the jaw. Anterior to the first pair of walking legs. They're like little...
Face hands.
Almost, yeah, little face
hands. Why do they need them? Why do they need little grabbers?
Well, because they want to stridulate by rubbing setae on
them. No, just make them stop. Get rid of them. Get them
off. Yeah, I agree. Let's cancel spiders.
Cancelled.
Also, when threatened, they rub their abdomen with their hind legs and release hairs that are a severe irritant to the skin and mucous membranes. These urticating hairs can be harmful to humans, and the species is considered by some to be the most harmful tarantula urticating hair of all.
Oh, so we'll be helping by getting rid of them.
No, you won't be helping them.
I don't care about them.
Like all tarantulas, T. blondii have fangs large enough to break the skin of a human.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been bitten by a spider?
Yeah.
What's it like? My dad was bitten by one once.
And I mean, it depends on the spider. I had like a welt. I assumed it was a spider. I was bitten by something. I figured probably a spider.
Why do spiders bite?
What? You didn't see it or witness it, you just assume it was a spider.
Well, my dad and my sister were my dad was a nurse, my sister is a nurse, and they both said, that's a spider bite. So I just thought...
Yeah, they did that to shit you up. They knew that that's the thing that would freak you out the most, so that's why they told you it.
No, because I said, what type of bite is this? And they said, oh, I'm scared of all creepy crawlies. I'm not going to pretend to be anything less than the wimp that I am.
I don't like most of them. Spiders are all off. No spiders. Moths, if they've not got a hairy back, I'm fine with it. Ladybirds, I'm fine with. Completely fine with ladybirds, and they've got a lot of legs. Maybe because they're nice looking.
I was in the chippy yesterday, and I've never seen a moth as big as the one that flew into the chippy and freaked everyone in the chippy the fuck out. It flew past my head. I was like, what the fuck's that? It was that big. Wingspan that big.
It's as big as a bird.
It was for the huge.
For the benefit of the podcast, the
about
finger motion
the size
you're doing
of my
is...
penis.
That's big.
It was terrifying. And the woman behind the counter just stopped what she was doing. She stopped surfing and she was just freaking out and she was calling everyone from the back. She was like, come and have a look at this, come and have a look at this. And they all came out and one of the men had to be very brave and like scooped it up in his hands.
Oh, caught it with the frying basket. It was straight in the fryer.
It was so gross.
But we're not like that with butterflies, just their night friends.
They're nice.
Moths aren't.
Yes, they are.
You're such a freak.
They carry venom in their fangs.
What are you scared of?
Enclosed spaces. I don't like lifts.
Gimp. All right, let's lock Phil in a cupboard and see how he likes it.
No, because then he'll bring the spider.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring... I've not done anything towards bringing
it
a spider.
If he brings the spider...
I've told you that I might give you a picture. You can send me a picture of a lift if you like. You know what? I'll be fine with it because I'm a grown-up.
Genuine phobia. Genuine. The only thing I am properly...
About. Oh, I have loads. Spiders, moths, pretty much any animal, to be honest. Lifts, enclosed spaces, heights, the sea, vegetables.
You're a nervous wreck, basically.
Yeah, I am.
That makes a lot of sense, though.
Mm. They carry venom in their fangs and have been known to bite when threatened.
Do they need it? Nope. Another part of their design.
The venom is relatively harmless, and its effects are comparable to those of a wasp's sting. Tarantulas generally bite humans only in self-defense, and these bites do not always result in envenomation, also known as a dry bite.
What's a wet bite?
When they put venom in.
Oh.
So sometimes they bite without using the venom, and sometimes they bite.
So sometimes they're really mean about it, and sometimes they're like, back off, mate. Oh, that's good of them. Put that in the pros.
They're potentially going to get baked in banana leaves. They've got reason to be annoyed with humans.
Why do they look that way?
What's the deal with banana leaves as well?
I don't know, and I don't feel it at the time. Despite its name, it is rare for the Goliath bird eater to actually prey on birds. In the wild, its diet consists primarily of earthworms and toads.
Imagine how grossed out you'd be if you saw one of those eating a toad. And the toad's like in his mouth with his arms out trying to escape. And he's got his little hand grabbers. Horrible.
Let's never speak of this again.
However, because of its size and opportunistic predatory behaviour, it is not uncommon for this species to kill and consume a variety of insects and small terrestrial vertebrates. In the wild, T. blondii has been observed feeding on rodents, frogs, toads, lizards and even snakes.
Nah, don't need to be there.
A wicker man... was a large wicker statue purportedly used by the ancient druids, priests of Celtic paganism, for sacrifice by burning in effigy.
Wait, whoa, are we talking about wicker men?
We're talking about a wicker man.
Oh, I didn't know we were starting.
We've started.
Okay.
Oh, no. You've got to be normal. Try and be normal.
I know, it's because normally Phil says, like, he says the article, he goes... wicker man, and then he waits for Chris to say like, oh, and then you do the article. You just launch straight into that.
I launch straight into it. Well, the first word of the article was the subject. I thought it would be okay. I thought people would pick up on what was happening.
Well, I didn't.
Evidently not. I'm sorry. Shall I start again for the simple people that might be listening?
Yes, please.
Wicker man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now we're doing an article. What's that? Ooh.
A wicker man, like the film with Nicolas Cage.
A wicker man was a large wicker statue purportedly used by the ancient druids, priests of Celtic paganism, for sacrifice by burning in effigy. Contradicting the Roman sources, more recent scholarship finds that there is little archaeological evidence of human sacrifice by the Celts, and suggests Greeks and Romans disseminated negative information out of disdain for the barbarians. There is no evidence of the practices Julius Caesar described, and the stories of human sacrifice appear to derive from a single source whose claim claims are unsupported. Archaeological evidence from the British Isles also indicate that human sacrifice may have been practiced over times predating any contact with Rome. Human remains have been found at the foundations of structures from the Neolithic time to the Roman era, with injuries and in positions that argue for there being foundation sacrifices.
But in the picture that they've got, the illustration,
mm-hmm.
there's... It's pretty good, actually. I like it. There's loads of people in it.
Yes.
So they're saying that didn't... That wasn't the case.
Yeah, because what you're looking at there is not a photograph.
Yeah, but someone drew it based on what they saw.
No, someone drew it based on what they thought in their brains.
Right, okay. But why would it come... I don't understand where it would come from, then.
The Romans were colonising Scotland and the Gallic tribes, and they considered them barbarians and uneducated and mm-hmm. lesser people. So you spread horrible rumours about the things that they're up to, like burning each other in effigy.
Ah,
in much the same way as demonisation of cultures different to our own continues today.
Same
Hashtag
thing.
Topical.
Topical indeed.
But got Nicolas Cage some much needed work, so that's important.
When do we get to talk about the film?
Whenever you like.
I really love the film.
The Nicolas Cage film, The Wicker Man?
No, the original. It's very creepy. Everything's just a little off kilter and everyone's a little bit odd. And you're not even sure if it's intentional how odd they are.
I always think it's not. I always just think it's boring.
You're just a dick, aren't you?
Keeps
how can you just write off 70s horror films? The greatest horrors.
I'm basing it on the ones that I've seen.
Yeah, so The Wicker Man. Have you seen The Wicker Man?
I've seen bits, but I couldn't keep focus because I didn't care.
There's a jar of penises in it.
Oh, well, maybe I am interested.
Rosemary Baby, you said, was rubbish.
Oh, nothing
Don't Look Now, you said, was rubbish.
Oh, Don't Look Now is the worst film I've ever seen.
You are.
It's so terrible.
You're a piece of work.
It's so... I hate Don't Look Now. I hate it. I actually hate it.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It's awful.
It's funny. Like, the start, a child drowns and Donald Sutherland's like, oh, no, funny. Then there's, like, the little fella... in the red.
No,
funny.
You have to wait 3 hours before the little fella in the red turns up, with no indication that he's going to be coming or that there might be a little fella in red at all, because why would there be?
Spoilers for Don't Look Now.
I think it's in my list of films. I've seen a lot of horror films, including Spookies, that I haven't actually seen. I don't think I've seen that film. Well, describe it to me. Both of you describe it to me in your own way,
okay.
As if you were selling it to me.
So,
or not.
Okay, so there's a couple... And they're two kids. One kid, two kids.
Oh.
And they live in a house and they have a very nice big garden. But
and they're in Italy somewhere.
Then their son drowns in the pond in the garden and they're like, oh, fuck's sake. And they're like really upset. Yeah. And then they're like really upset for about an hour and then they have actual real sex.
On some
screen.
Scaffolding.
And in a bed.
Keep yourself
dead. Yes. Supposedly real sex.
Okay.
I'm not sure how true that is or not.
Say that, and if it is or not, it doesn't
it looks
make it exciting.
It does, because it's Donald Sutherland, and you're like, oh, imagine Donald Sutherland groaning on top of you. That's
That would be pretty cool,
don't
actually.
Look now. and then they go to Venice, and there's like a little red fella, and he's like...
Like a little
like, oh,
red... Like,
No, that makes it sound like you meet the little red fella straight away. It's just, and the little red fella, he's not like some amazingly interesting piece of lore of some sort of demon.
It's
a dwarf in a cape that kills somebody with an axe for no fucking reason.
It's good. It's like they thought, well, we don't know how to end this, so we'll get a little red fella.
He's at the end.
At the very end. This is the end of the film. It's just,
right.
Things are weird. We don't really know what's going on. Nothing's happening. Absolutely nothing's happening. And then at the end, Donald Sutherland is scared for some reason, but we don't really know why. And at the end, he witnesses somebody get killed, and it turns out that it's a little dwarf in a red cape.
You know the bit in Schindler's List where there's a little girl in a red coat?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically that. She turns up in Don't Look Now, but she is a dwarf instead of a little girl.
She
has an evil face, and she wants to kill everyone, including Donald Sutherland.
I might give it a watch.
It's fucking terrible.
It's great.
I liked Spookies, though. But is that the reason why
I
won't like it?
This is the opposite of Spookies. This
okay.
is the,
you like, you
this
must
is...
like you like The Wicker Man.
I do like The Wicker Man.
You like Rosemary's Baby.
I do like Rosemary's
Baby. Yeah, exactly, because he's not an idiot.
This
Phil.
Is...
Whoa! Did you just say... what? Did you hear that? You just
not...
said I'm not an idiot.
You're not an idiot. You know
that's
that
nice.
I mean,
idiot, really.
He was at the same time saying that I was an idiot. So,
oh yeah,
his judgment's out.
Everyone
it's terrible.
Likes, oh, it's. I mean, I when the little red dwarf turned up, I did scoff.
Of course, you
scoff because it was ridiculous.
It's absolutely.
But I enjoyed the film up till then.
The whole thing's so high-minded, without any idea, so pretentious and wanky, with no idea what it's trying to do or trying to be.
I'll give it a go and see what I think. Because like, horror films, I do like them. But you're saying it's definitely not a horror film.
It's not a horror film.
It is.
It's not a horror film.
I'm sorry, but if you were being chased around Venice by a little dwarf in a red coat,
that would be great.
You would be terrified.
That would be great if that was in any way the story of what was happening. But you don't even see the little red dude until the end.
This is total spoilers as well.
I don't care. It deserves to be spoiled, this film.
It's gone past the point where spoilers matter.
I didn't watch it. Make your own mind up. Come in next week and you can tell us
okay.
whether you think it's good okay. or not. So, I feel like you'll like it. Anyway, the
Wicker Man.
In some more modern times, Wicker Men are used for various events. The figure has been adopted for festivals as part of some neo-pagan themed ceremonies without the human sacrifice element. Glad they've clarified that Burning Man isn't actually about human sacrifice.
It would be fun to build. Good community project. Should we do one in Kettering?
Well, they've just done, because it was the 100, not 150th, no, that's incorrect, 350th anniversary of the Great Fire of London this week, and they built a model of London on the bank of the Thames and then set it on fire.
Oh, that seems like a waste.
It did seem a bit like a waste, but it's very intricately done. But same sort of thing. Nice project. And yeah. you know, and that's the problem quite often. You do a big project and it's like, oh, well, I've got this now. What am I going to do with it? I can't really keep this giant Wicker Man that I've built in my house. You know, he's not going to fit in the cupboard under the stairs.
Exactly the same feeling I had when I built my Lego Ghostbusters car.
Exactly! Yeah.
Done the fun bit. What am I going to do it now? Just put it on the
Well,
the you feel shelf. Like an idiot, don't you? For buying it.
No, no, because when people come around, they can think, oh, he's dedicated that. That's good. He's
so what you should have
building
done...
Building skills, construction.
No one thinks you've got building skills. They think this is a grown man who has a Ghostbusters Lego.
It's 14. It's like 14 plus. It's a hard one. The book is like that thick. Like, that's a big thickness.
And you finished it.
I finished it all by myself.
How long did it take you?
I watched Ghostbusters 2 when I was doing it. And I finished it by the end of it.
So it's like an hour and a half. Isambard Kingdom Brunel is not, you know, applauding you from beyond the grave.
All right, you might not be impressed, but I was very proud of myself when I'd done it. I'd feel the same if I built a Wicker Man.
So what you should have done with your Lego Ghostbusters set is set fire to it after you were done and then danced around it.
I could do that.
You know in the Wicker Man, at the end, spoilers.
I can't remember.
Well, at the end of the Wicker Man, he gets burned alive and that's it. It's like the hero of the story just gets burnt.
Yeah.
Roll credits. It's brilliant. Does the same thing happen with Nick Cage? Or did they Hollywood it up?
Well, that did happen. But before that, there's a famous internet thing, which isn't in the original, where they put a tiny basket on his head and fill it with bees.
Really?
You know,
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I've seen the clip.
It's one of the best moments in cinema.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Oh, no, my eyes! My eyes!
For some reason, they added that to that version. Then they put him in the fireman.
Effigies of this kind have also been used as elements in performance art, as display features at rock music festivals, as thematic material in songs, and as the focal point of the cult British horror film The Wicker Man. Much of the prominence of The Wicker Man in modern popular culture and the wide general awareness of Wicker Man as structure and concept is attributed to this film. Which it says citation needed, but that's true.
That is very true.
So you can use this podcast as your citation, feel free. The Wicker Man Festival is an annual rock and dance music event that takes place in Kirkcudbrightshire, Scotland. Its main feature is the burning of a large wooden effigy on the last night. In addition, since 1986, an effigy of a man has been burned during Burning Man, a week-long annual event currently being held in Black Rock Desert, Nevada.
And what a great episode of Malcolm in the Middle that is.
In the contract.
Just stop it, it's very hard.
You're breaking the contract. You're breaking the contract. I don't want to listen.
No,
I don't want to listen to your feet crack.
Just listen.
Yeah, good. Stop. Okay, listeners, what Jack is doing now is he is prodding at the hard
don't
skin on his feet.
Don't talk to the listeners about me.
No, they deserve to. No, they know the rules. They're aware of the contract because they remember it from 2 weeks ago where you assured us that picking at your feet was a thing of the past.
This is on record now, and even if he says red, it still goes in.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it is. You put this in, and I'm going to kick off.
No, you entered into a contract. You have breached
I did
that
not.
Contract.
I had no point.
You said you would you try. Did.
There is evidence.
I have tried.
No, you haven't.
You've tried very badly.
Excuse me, I've been here for 3 hours.
You can't say it like that. You couldn't last 3 hours, is the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I've been here for 3 hours, it's not my fault.
And therefore it's inevitable, as any human at the 3-hour mark will desperately want to start plunging screwdrivers into their own feet.
It's weird.
Well, when you've had to listen to Wiki Shuffle for that long.
Ah! Do an outro. Say goodbye to all the people.
Goodbye.
They're more than that.
Oh, my God. This is just... Oh. Goodbye. Anyone got anything further to add? I'm just sick of getting abuse all the time.
But the thing is, people heard what the abuse was about now, so it's this
yeah,
is
they understand. They're on our side. Everyone is on our side.
This is like everyone witnessing you do the crime and then go, oh, come on, would you stop picking on me? I didn't even do nothing. But everybody's heard you doing it. They've heard the sounds of your feet getting picked by a screwdriver.
They have.
And now you're trying to put it on us for being mean to you.
So, well, you are.
No, we're not.
No, I think the listeners will agree
even
with me.
Phil uses the screwdriver for jobs. It's a tool. And you continued to poke it.
Just a bit of hard skin.
Mm-mm. Where's that bit of hard skin now? Is that it? On the floor, just there? Is that it?
No, that's not... Phil, you keep mistaking things on the floor for bits of my feet, but it's
well,
not...
I'd like for that not to be the first thing that I assume that they are.
Oh, it must be. Jack must have been here. He's left his... He's molting. Shedding his skin like a snake.
I wouldn't do this if I thought that it would offend you.
Yes, you would.
You would. You clearly would. And frankly, I've got the perfect solution now, which is I'll just bring the Babadook in. Oh, I will bring the Babadook
in. Look what happens.
Bring you in line.
I haven't even done anything.
If you bring the Babadook in, I am stabbing it with a screwdriver. And then I'm stabbing you with that screwdriver.
I'm just going to bring it in a tank and just sit the tank in the middle of the desk
I
that we record.
I couldn't do this if you did that.
You couldn't do
it. Yeah, it'll just be you and Babadook presenting.
How much
next
would
week.
It? How much would it cost? How much money? You have a touch Babadook. He's just in a little. He's in like a jam jar, quite a big sort of pickled onion jar.
It's got a
he's
lid
in
on
there. It's got the lid on.
Ah, yeah.
It's got it. His holes poked in the top because we don't want Babadook to die. But he's there and he's looking
yeah,
at
do.
You.
Yeah, like how good money on it? It wouldn't take much, but I can't promise you that anything we did here would be anything because I could be too focused on the spider. I wouldn't
just
be able to
be shrieking like a...
Yeah, there'd be a lot of that. Until I got used to it and then it would just always be constantly checking that it's not gone out.
Smashed its way through the glass.
Well, I don't know. No.
And if when it gets quiet, you'll be able to hear his little legs scraping against the side of the glass.
Why are you picking on you again? This
sorry,
is punishment
yeah.
for me.
This is, oh, this deflection.
And now he's playing with the screwdriver and the pencils and all the bits.
That's just a pencil. I've not even done anything with it. Oh, have you been chewing on this, Phil?
No.
That's disgusting.
Well, I haven't.
Well, don't.
He's got to put his feet on that.
Do you reckon I could write with my feet? Let's try.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, just
thank you.
Bit.
Thank you for listening to Wiki Shuffle. We've got way too much stuff already without this. Don't write on that. That's my guarantee, you fucker.
Bye.
For Christ's sake. Honestly.
I'm going to write Phil. It's quite difficult.
Well, there we are. Right, bye, everybody.
Oh, we still here?
Yeah. We're,
oh, right, okay.
Send us a postcard. You haven't said... No one said bye yet, except
I said
me.
Bye.
I said bye ages ago, and you were like, no, do a proper outro. And then you started picking on me.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Follow us on Twitter, at WikiShufflePod. Visit us at wikishuffle.co.uk. We'll be back next week for episode 93. Hooray.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.